This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mile High Podcast. I'm Dr. Dan Lemberger, and it's my super treat to have with you somebody who is an integral part of the Mile High movement directly at its epicenter, Dr. Rochelle Knowles. Hi, Rochelle. Great to have you as part of the podcast.
Hi, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
So you've been in the Mile High movement even before there was a Mile High movement. That the entire thing hatched probably in your living room or around the dinner table. And we'll get to Mile High in a moment. But you've actually had, for those people who haven't had the honor of meeting you, and maybe these people out here listening to it will be with us at Mile High in August and get to meet you personally. But you have a really interesting chiropractic story. Maybe you could share a little bit about how kind of chiropractic found you and how it's led you to where you are right now.
Absolutely. It's a pretty interesting story. I always say that I have a lot of adjustments to give to make up for the other things that, no, not anything bad, but I actually was in pharmacy school before I went to chiropractic school, and I had some really amazing experiences that kept closing, to discontinue being a pharmacist and doors open for me to be a chiropractor. So I worked at a pharmaceutical company that distributed meds to long-term care facilities. And I just saw how, although that's a vital part of, healthcare on some level, it also health needs to come from within. Yeah. And so that was one of the things that drew me to chiropractic, is that health comes from within, that when you help get someone's nervous system healthy, that their life improves. And I was just really drawn to chiropractic. So my twin brother was in chiropractic school at the time, and I went to visit him. And that completely opened up my mind and my eyes to how amazing chiropractic was, and just made me really excited to be a chiropractor. And so, after several years of studying to be a pharmacist and also working in a pharmaceutical company, I loaded up my car and headed down south to go to chiropractic college. So it was pretty remarkable. There's a lot more to it, but I could talk about it for about an hour. But it was just a pretty big paradigm shift for me. And I don't know where I would be today without chiropractic. I'm just so grateful.
And that must also kind of even, in a lot of ways, enrich the view which you have now for chiropractic, of coming from that background in really the pure biomedical sense of it. That it's, I think, like you said, there is necessary moments for that in life. However, in that pure, biomedical sort of sense, there are opportunities where that can enrich our lives, but all of a sudden that becomes the standard, that's the expectation. And, part of that is, people being able to find more, and, it must enrich that experience for you.
Absolutely. And, that's one of the things that I love, Donnie Epstein always talks about, is we're not looking to return people back to their prior state before the incident or the injury or something that happened to them, but we want them to have even greater health and well-being than they've ever had in their life. And so that, that talks to me. Who doesn't want that?
Right.
Nobody wants to be maintained or kept at, just get to the state that they were before the injury or the accident or the trauma or whatever happened to them. But people want more out of life, and that's what chiropractic gives them. So,
right. And that opportunity also, where you came down to visit in Spartanburg, South Carolina,
right.
Direct from Steel City, USA, Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Was when we first met, which is like 20 years ago.
Right.
Crazily, because I feel like I'm still 6 years old. The age when we met 20 years ago. So from chiropractic school, you moved out to Colorado. You guys have a very successful family-oriented practice. Maybe share a little bit of that transition of the move from South Carolina coming to Boulder, Colorado, setting up here, kind of that experience of what it's like to go for a lot of people who are listening to this. They've been in practice for a number of years, but we also have a lot of people who listen to the podcast who are newer to practice, and just kind of that experience of coming out, getting in practice, and kind of digging into the community and really starting to grow a huge blossoming orchard of trees, not just, you know, a single tree which you've planted.
Right. It's really fun. You know, it's a lot of work. I'm going to be honest with the students, but it's really fun. Taking that trek across the country with your U-Haul in the back with what you have left from chiropractic college to then come to, like, the new frontier in the West and start a practice, it's really interesting. It actually took Danny and I about 6 months to find an office to either rent or purchase. And then it took us a while to do the build out. And so after we had moved to Colorado, it was almost a little less than a year until we had our practice, until we started our practice. But, you know, it's just really fun. Something that really calls to me and speaks to me is just service and serving others. And that's where my heart is. And so waking up every morning and going into the office and seeing families and, you know, people from birth until, you know, they're old, to see the difference that what we do makes in their life and just to contribute to their life on that level, I'm so grateful for it. And it is, you were right. When you have a family practice, it's fun, it's vibrant, it's alive, it's always changing. It's exciting every day. It feels fresh and new every day because you get to meet new people. And one of the things I guess I would say for new docs or students is, you know, to just get involved in your community, to just be a real person, be authentic. You know, you're going to, like any small business in an area, you have to work hard. But I think just being who you are and getting out in the community and, you know, and just making it your home, wherever you live. If it's where you grew up, that's great. And if it's a whole new place where you don't know anybody, make friends, get involved in the community, and, you know, just work hard and tell people about chiropractic. So.
Yeah, and I think that that's really a key, is the authenticity of getting out there and being who you are and not trying to make it a gimmicky sale, but really being true. You know, something that really is great about what you and Danny create is creating a community, not just in the practice, which certainly exists, but also amongst the chiropractors in the area, and now with Mile High across the entire Midwest, and people coming from all over the world for the program. We have one of our speakers coming from New Zealand to speak. So maybe share a little bit about, you know, the importance of community for practitioners, of what that gives you, you know, first person as a practitioner, but for those people who are out there listening to the podcast, what community can bring to them amongst their peers, amongst other like-minded chiropractors?
Absolutely. That's a great question. I feel that that's vital. When you're young and you're starting out and you have a young family, it's really easy to just kind of put your head in the sand and just push forward to grow your practice. And to be honest with you, Danny and I did that for a while as well. You have little kids and you're really busy and you're creating community in your office. But as time goes by, you really start to realize how we as chiropractors need each other. And it doesn't matter what technique or system of analysis you do, or if you have a coach or you don't have a coach, or anything like that, for principal chiropractors and like-minded chiropractors to come together and support each other is vital. And that was the major reason why we started Mile High. And it's, you know, just grown so much. And like you said, there's international speakers coming and things like that. But it's more about that. It's about creating community, getting people together so that people feel like they have a home and that they feel supported.
Yeah.
And there's other events around the country that are amazing and do the same type of a thing. But we really wanted to do that in the Midwest, in Colorado, so that chiropractors felt like they had a place to call home and that they felt like when they were there that it was that there was family there.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people kind of feel like, you know, the whole Midwest, and I never really kind of think that we live in the Midwest, but we do. But we are in the Midwest. That we're just so high up in the Rockies that it doesn't kind of seem Midwestern. But you know, like very often, like this whole kind of Midwest USA are these flyover states. People go to the coast. There are amazing programs on the East Coast. There's amazing programs on the West Coast. There are amazing programs in Texas. But this kind of whole kind of Midwest area, you know, the Mile High Movement's really filling that, where people also think about Colorado as a destination to get away for ski. It's great that people are now thinking of Colorado as a destination for chiropractic to come out here for August. And for those of you who are listening to this, I'm going to give a shameless plug to bring all of your families to the Mile High State, that there's amazing, in August, amazing times to get outdoors. I mean, we're surrounded by wilderness. The hotel is maybe 15, 20 minutes from being out in the woods, not a single person around. Amazing things to do for the family, not only being there at the program, but, you know, take a longer vacation, hang out, enjoy everything that Colorado has to offer, and you know, really take advantage of that. Thank you for that shameless plug of Colorado.
I was going to say the same thing. I mean, we live here, so we're both spoiled. But it's every time I go anywhere around the world, every time I come back to Boulder or to Colorado, there's a part, and it's near you actually, when you're coming back into the city and you're on the mountains and there's a scenic overlook and you look out over the Boulder Valley and it's just so breathtaking. You see the white snow-capped mountains, and I always say I'm home. You know? And so we always tell people, bring their family, come out, do a vacation before or after. It's really fun and beautiful and a great time of the year. It's actually nice and warm for camping and things like that. And you're right, people always say, oh, Vail, Aspen, Breckenridge to go skiing, but there's so much that Colorado has to offer in the summer as well. And at that time of year, one thing that's really great is Rocky Mountain National Park is open. And so people, we've had a lot of people go up to Trail Ridge Road and, you know, to go hiking up and camp up in Rocky Mountain National Park. So if you've never been, I think this is one of the most beautiful states in the country, and it's definitely worth a family trip. So
yeah, and I know we're talking a lot to the out-of-staters, but I think, you know, we here in Colorado kind of sometimes take it for granted of how gorgeous it is and how beautiful it is, and we have these amazing mountains as set as a backdrop. But I once heard this very interesting kind of commentary on, you know, why it seems that people go to the mountains to get, you know, this, you know, experience or enlightenment or, you know, downloads from higher powers and all these sorts of things. And it wasn't a particularly religious commentary, but it was saying how when you're up in the mountains, all of a sudden you realize how powerful you are to make an impact in the world, that you can stand on top of a mountain, yet you also realize at that moment how small you are, and that it's that humility that really is what allows you to deliver that. And I think that's something, you know, at Mile High, of people coming out, is there's a realness, there's a humility of who they are. It's not get up there and, you know, I saw X amount of people, and the next person gets up and says, I saw 2X amount of people. You know, right. Something about, as you guys are picking speakers for the program, is really picking, you know, real people who are out there really doing the stuff, who walk their talk, who are authentic, and, you know, are humble, and I'll say humble servants of not just chiropractic, but a principle of life. And, you know, as you guys, you know, kind of think of what the texture is, what kind of things do you think about that you like to deliver to people?
You know, it's exactly what you said. I mean, I couldn't have said it better. We're looking for people who walk the, you know, they walk the talk. We're looking for people who are serving, like you said, not just in their practice, but in their community, and people who make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that I love about Mile High is you're right. It's not just a rah-rah session to get people spizzed up and then they go home and they don't have anything to use in their practices the next week. But there's art, there's science, there's philosophy, you know, there's technique, there's all kinds of different things that come together. So There's a lot of substance.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it. There's a lot of substance there. And I love it. I mean, we put it on and I love to attend. Danny was, you know, doing some podcasts this morning with a speaker, and I thought, I can't wait to hear this guy speak. I've never heard him speak. And he sounded amazing. So I was really excited. And you can just feel his heart when he was talking. Like, you just knew that he was real and he was just loving and that his heart's in the right place. And that's what I'm excited for. I'm excited to hear those people. So,
and you know, something also along that lines for those people who haven't been to Mile High, that it's not just the speaker kind of flies in and they kind of get up on stage and they disappear and you never see them. I mean, all the speakers hang out. I mean, I was talking with one speaker from last year who had a lot of stuff happening and was expecting to kind of be there for a few hours and then kind of go up to a room and do some work and come back. And he said that he ended up kind of spending most of the time in the room just because he was so excited to see everybody. But also it was that he got a chance to hang out with other chiropractors and to connect. And I think that's something really amazing about Mile High, is the experience of, it's not just, hey, here are these amazing people on the stage. It's the amazing people in the seats and the community and the resonance which is created amongst everybody there, and the speakers are hanging out with everybody and totally open to share their wisdom and their, you know, what they have, not just on the stage, but also firsthand in the evenings and in between sessions, which is great.
Right. I agree. And it's great to kind of rub elbows with different people in the profession, and that people have access to that it's not just hearing a speaker from the stage, but, you know, you might be having a meal with somebody who is your mentor or your coach or somebody that was a teacher at your chiropractic school, and just people to look up to. And I think that's vital for students and young docs as well as people like us who've been in practice forever, you know, that just like to have a fresh perspective on what we're doing and, you know, and get new information.
Yeah, absolutely. So another area of community, there's obviously the practice which you're involved in. There's the chiropractors that you've been involved in. But even since knowing you in chiropractic school, you've been involved politically with different organizations and activities. Maybe you can just share a little bit about, you know, what it's like to be, you know, involved. More, I'll say, it's not, I think when we say politically involved, that's maybe the wrong term. I'll say professionally involved beyond the fellowship. In organizations, you happen to have served on a state level. But, you know, maybe your experience and also tips for people to get involved in their profession on a greater level.
Absolutely. That's kind of one of my things that I love to talk about, because we are so fortunate to be a part of this profession. And so I feel like we really need to give back. And philanthropy is a huge piece of that. So philanthropy in your community, and also within our profession. And so giving back, I mean, there's so many ways people can give back. They can give with their time, their talent, or their treasure, you know, which is important. If you don't have the time, then make donations. You know, if you have the time, put it in. Or at least be a member of the organizations that stand for what you stand for.
Yeah.
And so being a part of your state organization and then a national organization that resonates with you. And then also getting in line in terms of helping support students in chiropractic colleges. Because, you know, students come out with a lot of debt and they need a lot of help in terms of how to practice and where to practice and what their practice should look like and things like that. So, you know, supporting students, I think, is huge as well.
Yeah.
And part that's, you know, not to talk about Mile High again, but this is the Mile High podcast, but
why not? It is August 18th through 21st here in the Mile High state of Colorado.
There you go. But one of the things that we wanted to do with Mile High is that we wanted to make it that there was a philanthropy behind it. So we donate money to we've done it to Sherman College for several years. This year we're going to be donating money to the IFCO. We've already donated some as well.
Great.
Just because we want to stand behind the organizations that, you know, support our values.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and that's, I think you bring up something really key is, you know, everybody can't do everything, but everybody can do something. And, you know, some people might have you know, more time. Some people might have more means. Some people might just have a little bit of those things. But, you know, everybody has a little something to give. And I think that's that, you know, when Vijay says the adjustment with the extra something, part of, I think, our responsibility within the profession is to give a little extra something to the profession. And, you know, it's finding what it is that speaks to you. Maybe it's just being a member and, you know, clicking the yes box each year. But there's so many other ways to be involved. And I think that's really part of the future of chiropractic is more and more people. We see these kind of, you know, blank spring events that, since we are kind of in spring, not to date our podcast, but we see these blank spring events where countries are in these uprisings and there are these new renaissances. But, you know, chiropractic has really been in a certain experiential state. It's been, you know, static to a certain degree for many years. Chiropractic schools have been seeing some decreases in enrollment, or some chiropractic schools have been seeing decreases in enrollment. But we are in this kind of very interesting spring moment for chiropractic. And, you know, you've also not just been involved, you know, in the professional sense of organizations, what we consider the political organizations.
Right.
But you've also been really involved in promoting women in chiropractic. And I think there's this kind of really interesting tide that we're seeing within the profession with that dynamic. So maybe you can share a little bit about how you've been involved and some of the things you're seeing with that.
Sure. So, you know, the number of women entering our profession have increased drastically since I've been in school. I remember in the mid-90s going to visit Sherman College, and it felt like it was a monastery. I always use that analogy.
Yes.
Or that I was going to an all-boys Catholic school or something, and there were a handful of women. And that's changing radically. Lots of women are choosing chiropractic as a profession because it's a wonderful profession. For women. Women tend to be more caregivers and things like that. And you can, you know, be a businesswoman, but also express that femininity and that caregiving side.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful, a wonderful profession to go into if you want to have a family. I'm part of the LCW, which is the League of Chiropractic Women. And it's a great organization, but it's just, I love to support women, and I love men too. So I love to support seeing young women grow in the profession and step up as leaders and speakers and things like that. And we're trying to get as many women speakers as we can from Mile High too, because I just think it's really important that they have their voice heard, because they're starting to become not a minority, but a majority in our profession. And I think that's great for the world. I think it's great for women. I think it's great for patients and for practice members. And so it's a really exciting time for women. It's definitely, I feel like it's springtime for women in our profession. And, you know, I have a lot of mentors and leaders that I look up to that are women, and they're really, you know, moving forward and making a difference in chiropractic. So it's an exciting time.
Yeah. And, you know, that's also something really, I think, unique about the speaker slate at Mile High is, you know, some programs will kind of plot it out and then go, oh, hey, we're missing this, or we're missing this. And, you know, very often it's like, oh, hey, we just made this program and it's all men and we need to kind of mix it up. But, you know, the Mile High kind of speaker slate from the very beginning is, how do we create the most dynamic, most diverse, most inspirational platform? And it's not like, oh, we need certain people from certain columns. I mean, it's seeing all of the exceptional women as exceptional speakers from the very get-go. And it's not that there's a niche to fill. It's actually, we're in this new renaissance in chiropractic where the dynamics are changing. You know, I remember the old chiropractic seminars when I was in chiropractic school, where we used to go to some of these chiropractic programs, which I won't name, that it was, you know, all these, I'll say the term, old white guys up on the stage in their suits and they're kind of hooting and hollering. And that was part of the excitement that was happening. But, you know, it was, you look around and it's like, wow, you know, we are the new generation who are sitting there. And, you know, now 20 years later, these are the people who are out there on stage, and it's a totally different vista. It's, you know, you look out and you see these amazing chiropractors, you know, really this kind of spring in chiropractic, I think. And, you know, I really see, you know, Mile High as part of this, you know, bloom festival, so to speak. You know, when you talk about growing in Colorado, most people usually think about the marijuana industry. But we're growing chiropractic flowers. But, you know, I think it's a really amazing time in this kind of renaissance in chiropractic of this, you know, this the new, you know, culture, which I think is arising, not just in different circles of chiropractic, but also at the programs like Mile High.
Absolutely. And you kind of spoke about Colorado. I'm excited because I'm seeing a lot more new grads and new docs coming into the state that are just really quality people and are excited to serve Colorado. So that's really exciting too, you know, to see that growth and things change in our state. But chiropractic is changing for sure, and the demographic and everything in terms of, you know, who's involved, and I think it's a really good time to be involved in our profession. So
yeah.
I'm a big, you know, it's better to light a candle than to curse the darkness, as BJ and many others have said. And so I try to focus on the candle and the light and being positive and, you know, what's going to move this profession forward in a positive light. So
yeah, and you know, and it's kind of standing on those shoulders, and it's, you know, this is, like I said, you know, generations of chiropractic for people who are out there. Simon Senzon, I believe, was recently announced to be at Mile High. Is that
right?
Correct. That he's kind of written about these waves and generations in chiropractic, and you know, very interesting stuff. If you haven't read Simon's stuff, a lot of stuff out there. Just Google Simon Senzon, but also he'll be at Mile High sharing some of his wisdom and stuff from the profession. But this kind of new generation happening at Mile High, we'll kind of, since you kind of mentioned this, you know, for the new practitioners, maybe share a little bit for those who haven't been at Mile High. We've touched on it very briefly, but what people can expect at Mile High in terms of students, new practitioners, experienced practitioners.
I think there's something for everybody. I really do. I think it's great for students because they're going to meet, you know, successful doctors in the field and people who are involved in research and have exposure to all those and technique and things like that. We do have speakers, and then we have some breakout sessions as well that we plan on doing. There'll be some student events like question and answers or things like that. So I think that there's a lot of, you know, for students, there's a lot for new docs that are just getting out, and also for the seasoned practitioner. You know, we've been in practice for 17 years, and every single chiropractic program I go to, we were just at Sherman College Lyceum last weekend, and we were at the Berkshires a few weekends before that. I get something out of every single chiropractic program. I mean, I'm taking notes, I'm listening, I'm in the room for everybody. I love it because I feel like it makes me not just a better chiropractor, but a better person.
Yeah.
And so I think no matter where you're at in practice, this is a great event for you.
And we will be here in Colorado, Westminster, Colorado, specifically August 18th through 21st. For those of you who haven't already marked that in the calendar, I suggest you pull out a Sharpie marker, turn to August, and then just kind of circle the 18th through the 21st and write Mile High. Everybody who looks at your calendar will wonder what that is, especially if you just did that on your iPhone. Don't write on your iPhone screen with a Sharpie marker. That would be bad. But seriously, make that commitment to make a difference in your life. Something Rochelle, Danny, you might notice that, you know, this background where Rochelle's standing right now, you might have seen with Danny standing and interviewing somebody, looks familiar. That, you know, part of what Danny, Rochelle, the Mile High movement is creating isn't about them. It's about you as a practitioner. Like they said, money which comes from this, not only makes all this possible, but they're also giving back to the profession from it. They're not doing it. I mean, obviously, with the amount of time and energy which you and Danny spend on this, if you put that all to your practice, you would be much more. The money return isn't in terms of why you do this thing. You do this because it makes such a difference for the profession, for the awareness, for the chiropractors. And ultimately, you know, I commend you because it helps the scale in which you can touch people that, you know, you guys have an amazingly successful practice already. You see a lot of people, you touch a lot of lives. But I must imagine that knowing that, you know, the few hundred chiropractors who come to Mile High go out and touch there are a few hundred people in their practices, that must be very fulfilling for you guys.
It is. I heard that at Lyceum last weekend. I can't remember what speaker it was, but they said, when you're in your office, you know, you can only touch a certain amount of people. When you're involved in the profession and you're making a difference in chiropractors' lives, they're making a difference in the hundreds of people that they serve. So just think of, you know, the impact that you have on the world by reaching out and making a difference in touching other chiropractors' lives as well. So you're right on, Dan. That's exactly how we feel. Mile High is definitely a labor of love, and we are truly doing it to help find more ways to give back to the profession. So,
and I think a fitting quote for the moment is, you know, BJ Palmer, when he said, "You may never know how far-reaching something you may think, say, or do today will affect the lives of millions tomorrow." On behalf of the millions of lives which you're scaling your impact for and touching through Mile High Movement, I thank you. I thank Danny. And for those of you who are out there listening to this or watching this online, think of how one little thing showing up at Mile High this year, Mile High 4, August 18th to 21st here in the Mile High State, Colorado. Think of how that one little thing could help you reach out and touch more people to make more greater impact immediately in your community, in your practice. But you never know how far reaching that one thing might make you. Thank you, Rochelle, for the Mile High podcast. We will see you August 18th to 21st here in Colorado. Most likely, I will see you before then, since we are Skyping from like 10 miles away from each other,
exactly.
If that. Thank you for being here. Thank you for everything you're doing for Mile High. And we look forward to seeing everybody at Mile High August 18th to 21st here in Colorado. Thanks.
Thanks, Dan. Grateful for you.
Thank you.
Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighchiro.